Today's daf is Menachis daf Ayin Vav, and we are at the Mishnah on the top of daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah, Kol HaMenachos, every mincha te'unoi sholesh me'oi shifa, had to be rubbed 300 times, v'chomesh me'ois bita, and had to be beaten 500 times. These are not exaggerations, real numbers. So every single mincha had to be rubbed 300 times and beaten 500 times. Shifa ubi'ita b'chitin. Tanakhama said that the shifa and the bi'ita, the rubbing and the beating, was done while the mincha was in its raw state. It was in the state of chitin. Rabbi Yossi says bebatzik. It was done after it was already dough. Kol HaMenachos bois eser eser. Every mincha was made up of 10 loaves. We spoke about this yesterday. The contrary to conventional wisdom, the mincha wasn't one challah or one cracker or one cake. Really, it was made up of multiple loaves. How many? 10. Chutz milechem aponim, with the exception of the lechem aponim, the chavitin kohen gadol, and the minchas chavitin that the kohen gadol used to bring every day, sheheim boish shtei mesre. They were not 10 loaves, but rather 12 loaves. Zivir Rabbi Yehuda Rameir, Rameir says, kulam boish shtei mesre. All menachos were really made up of 12 loaves, chutz michalois toida v'naziris, with the exception of the chalois toida, which was 40 breads, but really it was 4 sets of 10, the Naziris and the Chalis that the Nazir used to bring together with his carbon shlamim, Shehim boys, Eser Eser. So we'll see a lot more about that in a moment, but first, the Reisha, the Mishnah said, Kol HaMenachos Te'unoi Sholesh Me'ois Shifa, it was rubbed 300 times, V'chomesh Me'ois Bita, and it was beaten 500 times. How exactly did this happen? Zok the Gemara, Shof Achas, he would rub it one time, boyet shtayim, beat it twice, shaf shtayim, rub it another 2 times, boyet shalosh, beat it another 3 times, repeat that 100 times, literally, and now you're going to have 300 shifas and 500 be'itas. So if you look at the way the Brisa presented it, the shifa to be'itas on a 3-5 ratio. One shaf to boyets, another 2 shafts, and now you have 3 in total, and another 3 bayats. It's 3-5. Do that 100 times, you can end up with 300 and 500. But Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the shayla, Am tuy vasuye chad, or idumi am tuy vasuye treis. Rabbi Yirmiyah, who very often asked questions to the Chachamim that the Chachamim really didn't have a good answer to. So Rabbi Yirmiyah wondered, he said that when we say she'ifa, rubbing it means moving it one way, or going and coming back. In other words, if I go there and back, is that one? Or is that two? Am tuye vasuye chad, oiduma am tuye vasuye tre, mai, what's the halacha? Teku shifa bita bechitin. Rabbi Yosef Batzik, the Machlekes in the Mishnah, when exactly the shifa and the bita took place? The Tanakhama said it was done while the mincha was still in its raw state of chitin. Rabbi Yosef said, when it was already done. Ibailu, bebatzik, vloy bechitin. When Rabbi Yosef says bebatzik, he means dafka bebatzik, but not bechitin, oiduma, or perhaps he meant af bebatzik. It was done bechitin and bebatzik. Tashma, the Tanya shifa bita bechitin. Even though the Mishnah is a little bit unclear, but in the Brisa it's more clear. Rabbi Yosi says it was done bebatzek. So according to the Tanakam, it had to be done bechitin. According to Rabbi Yosi, it had to be done bebatzek. The second part of the Mishnah was an important machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir regarding the classic mincha, what the Mishnah refers to as kol HaMenachos. They were made up of several loaves. The question is how many? Rabbi Yehuda says they were made up of 10 loaves. Rabbi Meir says 12 loaves. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, your classic minchas, machvas, marcheshes, ma'afeitanur, etc., etc., was made up of 10 loaves. According to Rabbi Meir, it was made up of 12 loaves. Now, what was clear in the Mishnah was that everybody agrees that there are certain chalos that's mentioned in the Torah that were 12 loaves, and there are certain chalos that are mentioned in the Torah that were 10 loaves. The lechem aponim was 12 loaves. The minchas chavitin that the Kohen Gadol used to bring every day was also 12 loaves. The chalos toida were made up of 10 loaves, 4 sets of 10. The chalos nazir were also made up of 10. The question then is, not regarding the lechem aponim, not regarding the minchas chavitin with the Kohen Gadol, not regarding the lachmi toida, the chalos nazir, the question is regarding kol HaMenachos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, kol HaMenachos was 10. According to Rabbi Meir, kol HaMenachos was 12. Says the Gemara, lechem aponim. The Mishnah said that the lechem aponim was made up of 12. How do you know that? How do you know that? It's psukim in the Torah. Chavitin Kohen Gadol, the minchas chavitin, the Mishnah said, was also made up of 12. Doesn't seem to be any argument about that. Says the Gemara, Asya chukah chukah lechem aponim. Even though it's not mafurish in the Torah, but we have gzeirah shava chukah chukah from lechem aponim. Lechem aponim was 12. The minchas chavitim was also 12. Kol HaMenachos the boys eser eser min olon. So Rabbi Yehuda, the first sheet to mention in the Mishnah that says the classic mincha was made up of 10 loaves, not like the lechem aponim, not like the minchas chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. This is all important, but rather like the chalos toida and the chalo is nazir. How does he know that? So the Gemara says, Gomer Lachmi Taida. He learned it from the Lachmi Taida. Matla halon esa, just like the Lachmi Taida was made up of 10 breads, Afkan esa, so too, kol ha-menachah is made up of 10 breads as well. Freik the Gemara v'leich melachem ha-ponim. Maybe learn it from lechem ha-ponim. And soon the Gemara is going to ask, learn it from the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, but one at a time. So let's learn it from the Lechem Aponim and say, Mahalal Shneim Esrei, Afkan Shneim Esrei. The Lechem Aponim was made up of Yud Beis Chalois. It was made up of 12 Chalois. So maybe Kol Menachah should also be made up of 12. So the Gemara, if you have a choice to learn Kol HaMenachos from the Lachmi Toida, or learn Kol HaMenachos from the Lechem Aponim, Mistabra Mi Lachmi Toida Havaloi Lomelov. It makes more sense, simply in Svara, to learn from the Lachmi Toida rather than learn from the Lechem Aponim. Why? Because Kol HaMenachos are more similar to the Lachmi Toida than they are to the Lechem Aponim. And the Gemara is going to do what it's done so many times in Masechtas Menachos. The Gemara is going to map out all the similarities now between the Mincha and the Lachmi Toida, and the Mincha and the Lechem Aponim, and prove its point that the Mincha, the classic Mincha, Kol HaMenachos, is more similar to Lachmi Taida. And the Gemara does what it does. Number one, Shekein Yachid. The Kol HaMenachos, your standard Mincha, is a Minchas Yachid. Lachmi Taida was also a Yachid. Hames Nadev, they're Nedavos. Shemen, the classic Mincha had oil, like the Lachmi Taida did. Nifso, they become Pasul Belina. Shalei B'Shabbos for Shalei B'Tumah, it couldn't have been brought B'Shabbos B'Tumah. Now, you can contrast that with the Lechem Aponim, that do not fit any of these criteria. Number one, the Lechem Aponim wasn't a Yachid. The Tzibur brought the Lechem Aponim. It wasn't a Nedava, it was a Chayva. There was no oil in the Lechem Aponim. There was Shnei Bezichei Levayna, but there was no oil. It didn't become possible, you know. It would sit midei Shabbos l'Shabbos, and it was brought on Shabbos, and it was brought betumah. So clearly, your classic mincha is way more similar to the Lachmi Taida than it is to the Lachem Aponim. But the Gemara says, Adirabba, Melech Aponim Havalei L'Melef. I'll give you a list of similarities that the mincha has to the Lachem Aponim that it does not share with the Lachmi Taida. Number one, Shekein Hekdesh. A mincha is Kodesh Kedoshim. Every mincha is Kodesh Kedoshim. Lechem Aponim was Kodesh Kedoshim. The Lachmi Taida was a Shlomim. It was Kachem Kalim. Ulevayna. The classic mincha, with very few exceptions, had levayna. The lechem aponim had shnei bezichei levayna. The lachmi toida had no levayna. Matzah. All menachos were matzah. The lachmi toida was a very big chiddush that it had breads that were not matzah, that were chametz. Ve'etzem. A classic mincha is ba machmas atzmoy. The lechem aponim is ba machmas atzmoy. The lachmi toida is a tuffel. It's not ba machmas atzmoy. It's tuffel to the carbon toida that it comes along with. Says the Gemara, I hear. You have a list of similarities in Kol HaMenachos and the lachmi toida. You have a list of similarities in Kol HaMenachos and the lechem aponim. Hanach nefishin. The list of similarities between the mincha and the lachmi toida is longer than the list of similarities between the Menachos and Lachmi Aponim. Thus, we compare it to Lachmi Taida. Lachmi Taida was 10 Chalos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kol HaMenachos was 10 Chalos as well. But the Gemara asks another kasha. Why not learn and why not compare the Mincha to the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol? That was the other example that the Mishnah had mentioned that also has halacha of Yud Beis Chalos. Now, the truth is that the Gemara is going to ask that kasha right now, but it's going to preface it with a ha'ara based on a very difficult Gemara, Masechtas Zvachim and Perikei Zeu Mekayim. Because the truth is, how do you know that Minchas Chavitin had Yud Beis Chalos? The Gemara said, you learn it from Gzeirah Shava. Asya Chuka Chuka Milachem Aponim. Really doesn't say anywhere Yud Beis Chalos by the Minchas Chavitin. We just learn it from Gzeirah Shava, from the Lachem Aponim. Here's the question. If I know something in Kachem from Gzeirah Shava, can it now teach me something else? Dover halomid b'gzeirah shava. Chayzer malamid b'binyanav? Or any chayzer malamid b'binyanav? So if the Gemara is going to even attempt to argue that maybe we should learn menachos from Minchas Chavitin, it's really toloi, it's contingent on a premise, says the Gemara. The isfirulon, if you're willing to accept, dover halomid b'gzeirah shava. That it's something that's learned out from Gzeirah Shava. It could be Chizr Malami B'Binyanav, Ne'elef Mechavit the Kohen Gadol. Chavit the Kohen Gadol granted his Dabra Alamid B'Gzeirah Shava. But at the end of the day, it could be Chizr Malami B'Binyanav. So why don't we say Ma'la Halan Shnei Mesrei? Just like the Minchas Chavit and Kohen Gadol was Yud Beis Chalos, Afkan Shnei Mesrei. Here too, the Halacha should be the same, says the Gemara. Mistabra Melachmi Toyda Havalei L'Melef. It makes more sense to compare the Menachas to the Lachmi Toyda rather than to the Minchas Chavitin. And here we have another list. Shekein, because there's a whole list of similarities. Number one, Hedyet. The classic mincha was brought by a hedyot. Now, there's a minchas koyen. It was the topic of one of the dafim this week. But hedyot meaning not a koyen gadol. The minchas chavitin is a very unique carbon. It was brought dafka by the koyen gadol. Lach mitoyda had nothing to do with koyen gadol. Kolam anachas has nothing to do with koyen gadol. Minchas chavitin is the koyen gadol's mincha. It's a whole different type of mincha. So why are we comparing it to that mincha? Shehes nadev. The classic mincha and the toyda is a nedava. Kohen Gadol's mincha was something that he had to bring every day. It was brought to meet them kisidron, just like the carbon talmid was. Chatzayin. There's also another thing unique about the minchas chavitin. It had to be brought in two halves, as opposed to a mincha and the lach mitoida weren't brought in two halves. Lepigel. This pigel by a mincha, this pigel by the lach mitoida, there's no pigel by the minchas chavitin. Shloi b'shabbos v'shloi b'tomo. Not just that, the mincha and the lach mitoida couldn't be brought to Shabbos, it couldn't be brought to Tomo, as opposed to the minchas chavitin, which was brought to Shabbos b'tomo. But the Gemara says, Adarava. Mi chavitin Kohen Gadol have a leila meilof. I'll show you a list of similarities between the mincha and the chavite kohen gadol. Number one, shekeni sarin was the same shear of soilus. Kli, they both had a keli. Hekdish, they were both kodesh kedoshim. Again, as opposed to the lachmi toida, which is kachem kalim. Ulevoina, they both had levoina. Matzah, they both didn't have any chametz. Ve'etzem, they're both boi machmas atzman, as opposed to the lachmi toida that is a tuffle to the carbon toida. Hagasha, they both have a mitzvah hagasha. Ve'ishim, they both go on the Mizbeach. And by the way, says the Gemara, Vahanin efficient. And this is a longer list. So if this is a longer list, why are we learning Kol HaMenachos from Lach Mitoida? We should learn Kol HaMenachos from Chavite Kohen Gadol. And even though there are so many similarities between the Mincha and the Lach Mitoida, there's actually more similarities between the Mincha and the Chavite the Kohen Gadol. Now, if you'll Dover Alamed Beg, Zerah Shavas, Einu Chayz Romalav, Yavinyanav, it's not a kasha. The question is Sviralon, Dover Alamed Beg, Zerah Shavas, so why don't you learn Kol HaMenachos from Chavite de Kohen Gadol and for the Gemara, that although it's true, we mentioned a whole bunch of similarities to the Lach Mitoida and a whole bunch of similarities to the Minchas Chavitin, but there's one similarity that seems to resonate the most, and that is Hedyet Mehedyet Adiflei. At the end of the day, the Minchas Chavitin de Kohen Gadol was brought by a Kohen Gadol. It's a separate parasha. So if I'm going to learn Mincha, which was brought by a Hedyet, by not someone, not necessarily the Kohen Gadol, I'll learn it from the Lach Mitoida, which also was brought by someone, not necessarily the Kohen Gadol. As opposed to the Minchas Chavita, the Kohen Gadol, the Bazunder Parsha, thus we're not going to learn it out from the Rameya. I mean, Rameya said, Kulam Bayesh Tei Mesre. Rameya held just the opposite. Rameya said the classic Mincha wasn't 10 loaves, but rather it was 12 loaves. Obviously, Rameya doesn't learn it from the Lach Mitoida. He obviously learns it either from the Lechem Aponim or from the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. So says the Gemara, Maika Savar. At this point already, the arithmetic is rather straightforward. If Rameya holds that a Davar Lam Gzeir Shavuch could be Chayzer Malami, Yal Mechavit to the Kohen Gadol, he'll learn it from the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. And inefficient, it was a longer list. And he doesn't hold it as far as Rabbi Yehuda held that Hedyet may Hedyet Adiflei. He says, no, it makes more sense. This is a longer list. Let's learn it from there. And if he holds, you can't learn from the Minchas Chavitin. Because it's a Davar Alam, which is not, he's going to learn it from the Lechem Aponim. Didn't we say the list of similarities between the Mincha and the Lach Mitoid is longer than the list of similarities between the Mincha and the Lechem Aponim? True, but there's one Nekuda of similarity between the Mincha and the Lechem Aponim that a mayor thought was the determining factor, and that is that both Kodesh Kadoshim, Hekdesh Mehedesh Adavle, at the end of the day, if I could learn Kodesh Kadoshim from Kodesh Kadoshim or Kachem Kadoshim from Kachem Kalim, makes more sense to learn Kachem Kadoshim from Kachem Kachem. Thus, learn the Mincha from the Lechem Aponim and do not learn the Mincha from the Lach Mitoida. A little bit more Gemara, and then we'll speak out some Reit. Chutz mi Lach Mitoida v'Nazirus, Sheheim Bois Eser Eser. So the Mishnah said that the Lach Mitoida were Eser Eser, made up of four sets of 10, and the Chalos Nazir as well. How do you know that? Lach Mitoida v'Hedik Sibbo, it's before the Torah, and Nazirus, the Amar Mar, Shlom of the Rabbi Shalmi Nazir. In the Parsha of the Karban Toida, the Torah uses the word Shlomav, which is plural, even though the Torah seemingly is discussing one carbon. Clearly, it's inferring that there's another carbon that has the same halacha, that has chalais with similar halachas, must be referring to the chalais that the Nazir used to bring when he too brought a shlamim. Shlamav, another shlamim, he also had chalais, and just like the chalais toida with 10, so too the chalais Nazir with 10 as well. Amr Abtubi Rabbi, Kisto Mashmo, Lachmi Tedesh, Afon, Arba Chalais Yotzo. So even though l'katchila, the halacha is that there's supposed to be 40 breads of Lachmi Toida, 10, four sets of 10, each set was prepared in its own way. One was Belulois Bashemen, one was Meshuchim Bashemen, but they, right, it was four sets. Incidentally, the sugis of Karban Toida is the next Perek in Mitzvah Shem. So the next Perek was starting Perek HaToida. So we'll see a lot more about that then. So the Katchiva was supposed to be 40 bread, but said Shmuel that B'di'eved, if you did four, it's okay. Frank the Gemara, how could four be okay? V'abi'in an arba, the Mitzvah. Shmuel says, no, I mean B'di'eved. Of course, the Katchiva is supposed to be 40, but B'di'eved, one of each is also good. V'abayar fushay trumim minayim. Frank the Gemara, the halacha is that after the Baal HaToida got his breads, he had to give truma to the kohen. In fact, it's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says very, very clearly that the kohen, the hikriv mimenu echad mikol karbon, truma l'Hashem l'kohen, azarek esadam ashlamim lo yiyah. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says that you had to take one of each 10, so four out of the 40 ended up going to the kohen. So the kasha is, how could you have four? If you have four, how are you going to be ma'afresh shuv? What's the big deal? From each one, you're going to take off 10%. The problem is, echad amar achmana. When the Torah describes the truma, it says, v'hikrav mimenu echad mikol karbin, and the word echad suggests it has to be complete. Shelo yitel paras, that you can't give a part. So you were ma'afresh it while it was still dough. You're right, once you bake it at that point, you can't just cut off a piece, because it's alach of echad. What they did was they would mafresh it while it was Issa. So look at Chile, you have 40 breads, you can do whatever you want. But B'di'evet, it's also okay to have four breads. If you have four breads, how are you giving truma? You would have to give the truma while it's in the state of dough. Any mincha that has too many breads, too little breads, meaning you're off by the number, ksheirois, it's okay. Chutz, milechem aponim, v'chavitei kohen gadol, the next one's what we need, v'lachmei toida, v'naziros, it's before it's in the braisa, lachmei toida, too many or too little is not good. It's a stirah to Shmuel. Shmuel and Amor is not allowed to argue with a brisa. The Gemara says, it's true. There is a brisa. It's not like Shmuel. It's not a brisa. The time we went to the brisa. Kol manoch shvi b'midas chalasan. Shmi b'midas chalasan. Ksheiroi. So this brisa says the rule kasher chutz has a different list. Milechem aponim v'chavitei koyin gal. V'yeshayimrim lachmei toida v'naziros. But the Tanakam in this brisa, not the Yeshayimrim, holds that the lachmei toida that has too many or too little is also kosher. So it's true, Shmuel is not like a brisa, but there's another brisa where it's really a machlokes tanon, and in that brisa, Shmuel has the Tanakama, who's a Tana de Mesayele. Thus, it's not shver that Shmuel's not like a brisa, because Shmuel has a Tana supporting him in a different brisa. Amar Rav Huna, similar halacha. Minchas mafe she'afa chala achas yad. If the minchas mafe was baked, one challah, b'di'evet, it's okay. My time. Because the Torah describes the minchas mafe as a matzah, and it says matzois, ksiv, chaser vav. It's a lashon yachid to suggest that even if it's only one matzah, it's okay. Masal rapapa, time to ksiv matzahs. It sounds like the only reason it's okay is because it says matzahs chaser, haksiv matzahs. But if it would say matzahs male with the vav, loy, then it wouldn't be okay. For Gabi Lach, mitoyde zechsev matzos, but by Lach mitoyde says matzos with the vav. Amr after we barkis no mashmul, Lach mitoyde shavon arba chalis yatzah. And Shmuel said that the Lach mitoyde also one is going to be enough. You don't need 10. As long as you have four, one of each sug, that's enough. But you don't need. So how could Rav Huna say that the only reason one matz of mafei taner is okay b'di'evet, because it says matzah is chaser, it's clearly not like Shmuel, because Shmuel has a case where it says matzos mole, and there, one is also okay with the Eved. Says the Gemara, Hahi Pliga. You have to say that Rav Tuvi argued with, Rav Huna argued with what Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna said in the name of Shmuel, and Erchanami, according to Rav Huna, Shmuel's halacha can't work. Huna was trying to say only by the Mafei Taner, where the Torah says Matz is chaser, do you have this halacha that one Matz is going to be okay? But Erchanami, by the Lachmei Toida, where it says Matz is mole, Rav Huna would argue with Shmuel, and Rav Huna would hold that it has to be 10, four sets of 10, and if it would be only one, it would not be okay, exhale. So we just learned a Gemara that discussed how many loaves each mincha had to be made up of. According to Rav Yehuda, 10. According to Rav Meir, 12. Stating that, the Mishnah said that there are some cases where everybody agrees 10 or 12. The Lechem Aponim and the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, 12. The Chalos Toida and the chalos that the Nazir used to bring, everybody agrees, was made up of 10. So it's interesting, this idea that the Lechem Aponim was made up of Yud Beis Chalos, one of the themes of the staff, according to Rav Meir, as a result, all menachos were made up of Yud Beis Chalos. But the Lechem Aponim was certainly, it was Yud Beis Chalos. The Gemara says, Ksiva, it's a passing in the Torah. It's actually something that has an interesting halachic ramification. And just a little bit of background. Everybody's familiar with the halacha of lechem mishnah. So when you sit down to eat a suda Friday night, Shabbos day, Shalosh Shudas, you break bread, but not one bread, two breads. It's what we know as lechem mishnah. The makar to the halacha of lechem mishnah is a gemara mesachta Shabbos. It's in Perek Kol Kisvei, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rab Abba, b'Shabbos chayiv adam l'vtzoya al shtei kikareis. On Shabbos, you're supposed to sit down to two loaves of bread, the chsiv, because the pasuk says lechem mishnah. It says that on Shabbos, the mon didn't fall, and as a result, Friday, Erev Shabbos, two portions of mon would fall. So the Yidden, they would go out on Erev Shabbos, and they would find, al gabe nes, that there wasn't just one portion, but two portions, simply to accommodate for the fact that tomorrow Shabbos, and on Shabbos, going into the field and collecting mon will involve some form of chilul Shabbos. So being that on Erev Shabbos, you had lechem mishnah, two times the normal amount fell. As a result, zecher to the nes of lechem mishnah, said Rav Abba, chayiv odom l'vtsoya al shtei kikareis, d'chsev lechem mishnah. Incidentally, the Rishonim say that the reason we take lechem mishnah, it's not just zecher to the man, emphasis on zecher to the miracle of the man. It's a zecher l'nes. So for example, Chanukah is zecher l'nes, right? There's certain things that we do to remember certain miracles. The idea over here is we're remembering the miracle of the man. The Ram brings a Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that says that even though the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah is a mitzvah saseh shas mangaroma, but Rabbeinu Tam said that noshim achayev, sha'af hein hoyu v'oisah hanes. Because what we're doing really when we're taking Lechem Mishnah is we're remembering the miracle of the man. The miracle of the man, the specific miracle, the nes al gabi nes, played itself out on Erev Shabbos, therefore on Shabbos, everybody takes lechem mishnah. This is something we're all familiar with. What we're not all familiar with is the next line in Gemara. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Chazina leil Rav Kahana. I saw Rav Kahana break bread at a Shabbos table. And what he did was, he was nakatarti, he took two breads, picked them up, he made a bracha, ubatzachada, but he only cut one of the breads. Amar, he said that even though it says in the Torah that it was lechem mishnah, but it says liktu lechem mishnah. It's mashma only b'shas likito was two, but when it came to eating, you have to eat from two breads. You can eat from one bread also. Rav Zeira had a different meaning. Havibatza akula sheruse. Talk Rashi. What does that mean? He means that he did exactly what Rav Kahana did. He would take one of the breads only. He would cut it, but he would cut a very, very big piece. He would cut a piece big enough for the entire suda. So instead of cutting a bunch of small pieces, he would take one very big piece, and that's what he would eat from the entire suda. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina told Ravashi, v'mechzik Rav Sanusa. Doesn't pass. Rav Zeira, looks like you're so hungry, you're starving, that you need such a big piece of bread. Wouldn't it be a little bit more fine, a little bit more edel, if you would cut a little bit? Amalei, so he told him, keep the chol yom eloyavit, being that I don't do this the whole week, I'm only doing it on Shabbos, like mechsi karav sanusa. I don't think that makes me mechsi karav sanusa. So the bottom line is, the Gemara brings Rav Abba's halacha of chayiv adam levtsoya al shteki kares, techsiv lechem mishnah, and stating that, the Gemara brings two maisei ravs, with gedoyle amayra, one with Rav Kahana, and the other one with Rav Zeira. How exactly they used to eat lechem mishnah? Rav Kahana would pick up the two breads, but he would only cut one. Rav Zeira did the same thing, but he would cut a larger piece of bread. Ad kan, divrei ha-gemara, the way Rashi explains the Gemara right here in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. But there's another mahalach in the Rishonim, and that's the Rashba. The Rashba learns Pshat and the Gemara a little bit differently. The Rashba says that Rav Zeira did what Rashi says he did. He took the two chalois, he made the bracha, but it was batzachada. Omar, he said, liktuksiv, it's only the likito has to be two. But when it comes to actually eating it, actually cutting the bread, no, for that, all you need is one. Rav Zeira, the Rashba says, I don't think did what Rashi says he did. The Gemara's not mashma that way. I think Rav Zeira did something else. Havabatza akula sheirusa means he cut both breads. So he didn't just cut one challah, he cut two challahs. And if there were multiple challahs, he started cutting all the challahs on the table. So he made a bracha of amaitzi and every challah, and that's why they told him. Ravina told Rav Ashi, v'mechzik Rav Sanusa. And Rav Zeira looks very hungry. He says, he has to cut all the breads on the table? He can leave something for tomorrow. Why do you have to cut everything? And then he told him, kim d'chol yoyim aloy avid, v'id nahudaka avid, loy mechzik Rav Sanusa. That says, according to Rashi, there's no machloikis in the Gemara. Everybody agrees that even though there's halacha of lechem mishnah, it's only with regards to the lakita, in terms of how many breads you're supposed to physically break. You break one. So Rav Kahana just started cutting a piece of bread.
Reb Zeira had an interesting minhag. He cut a bigger piece of bread. But the point is, one challah. He only cut one of the challahs. The way the Rashba's learning the word, it's machlokes ha-meirah. Rav Kahana's minhag, Reb Zeira's minhag was fundamentally different. Rav Kahana's minhag was to break one of the challahs. Rav Zeira's minhag was to break both of the challahs. And the truth is, it's very, very important to know, lehalacha, whether we follow Rashi or we follow the Rashba. You know why? Because if there's a machlokes Rav Kahana, Rav Zeira, Kloli Ashas, the halacha is like Rav Zeira, because he was a Basra. So if Rashi is gerecht in the way he understood the Gemara, that there was really no machlokes, everybody agrees you're only supposed to cut one of the chalas, okay, then there's nothing to debate. But if the Rashba is gerecht, it comes out it's a machlokes Rav Kahana, Rav Zeira. And the halacha then would be like Rav Zeira. If the halacha would be like Rav Zeira, then what should come out is when you pick up your chalas and you say, your rabbi, you're supposed to go and cut both of the chalas. So what's the halacha? Take a look in Shulchan Aruch in Eirach Chaim Simin Reish Ayin Dalet. Says the Mechaber Dinei Betzias Apas B'Shabbos Beitzei Al Shtei Kikoros Shleimos Sha'oiches Shteim B'Yada. You're supposed to take them both in your hand U'Beitzei HaTachtoina, and you're supposed to cut the bottom challah. Says the Rama B'Dafka B'Leila Shabbos. That's only on Friday night. Avol B'Yoyim HaShabbos Oy B'Leila Yontif Beitzei Al Yoyina. But during the day, he's supposed to cut the upper challah. The hatam hu al derech hakabbalah, says the Rama. The Rama says this is all based on sight. This is a well-known halacha that Friday night you cut the lower challah, Shabbos day you cut the upper challah. The bottom line is the hatam hu al derech hakabbalah. But what's clear in the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch is paskining b'itzei al shteki karois sha'oichei shteim biyadai u'b'itzeya hatachtoin. Say the noisa kelim. Pshad in the mechaber is because the mechaber learned the sugi mesach the Shabbos dafkuf yizayin amid beis like Rashi, and this was the minhag of Rav Kahana, it was the minhag of Rav Zeira. The only difference in minhag was Rav Zeira used to cut a bigger piece, but the bottom line is he only cut from one of the chalas. That's the halacha. But say al shtei kikarois she'oiche shteim biyodei liktu has to be lechem mishnah. But when it comes to actually being baitseya, the tachtoina, the alyoina, al derech soid, that's all al pikabo. But miyikra, then the point is you're only supposed to cut one of the two breads. Take a look at the Vilna Gaon. In his beer, Hagra, the Gra argues, says the guy, and I am Ogan Avra, but I don't agree. For Iker Kamosha Kosav HaMarshal Vishla Lachtoi Shneim. That really what you're supposed to cut both breads. Gepirish HaRajba, like the Rajba learned the Gemara, Mesach the Shabbos, Tavkuf Yezayin Amadeis. For Rav Haigoyin, Rav Haigoyin also learned the Gemara that way, says the Goyin. Akula She Rusa, that when the Gemara says Rav Zeira used to cut Akula She Rusa, means he used to cut all the breads. Dilapirish Rashi, says the Goyin, that the way Rashi learned the Gemara, that he cut one big piece, Kosha Ma'oid, says the Vilna Goyin, my Mechsi Karav Sanusa. Why do you look like a Rav Sanusa? Because he cut a big piece. According to the Rashba, I understand he cut every piece of challah on the table. So yeah, it looks like he's very hungry. But Rashi, because he cut a bigger piece, gam haloshin akula sheirusa idachak, also the loshin agamara, the Rav Zeira used to cut akula sheirusa. Sounds like the entire table. It sounds like kule in terms of kamus, not an echos, a larger piece. Ayin bach. Bottom line is the Vilna Gaon, like he very often does, he's machriya, not like the Shulchan Aruch. He says the Iker is like the Marshal, and the Shla, like the Rajma and Rav Haigoyin. Bottom line is that you're not supposed to cut only one of the chalas, you're supposed to cut two of the chalas. So bottom line, you're supposed to cut one, you're supposed to cut two. The Iker I did in Shulchan Aruch is one, the Gaon brings two. It comes down to really a very basic machleik is between Rashi and the Rashba. I don't learn the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yedayin Amud Beis. If you take a look at the Mishnah Brura, so the Mishnah Brura brings the Marshal. He says Marshal the Shlo Nagu Lachtech Shneim Kepirish HaRashba V'chein Hiske Magra. And then the Mishnah Brura says that if you want to be makbid like that and you're just afraid it's too expensive because now you're going to start cutting a lot of challahs over the course of Shabbos. Every meal you have to cut two challahs. So he gives you an Eitzah. Says the Mishnah Brura of a makbid alohitza, I say gimel chalos gedolos, you can make three big chalos, v'gimel ketanos, three small ones, u'b'chol suda b'itzei achas gedola, v'achas ketana. But the bottom line, it says the Mishnah Brura, v'ha'olam noyagin kashulchan aruch. The Minhag Yisrael is like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Gra, not like the Marshal, not like the Shla, not like the Rashba, not like Rav Haigoyin. That's interesting that this Goyin is brought down in the Maaser Rav. So the Maaser Rav is, of course, the sefer that the Talmidei Agra were melakeit regarding the minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, and in the Maaser Rav, they bring that the Vilna Gaon ubeitzeya al shtei chalos shleimos. The Vilna Gaon used to be beitzeya two chalos. The hainu choytech shneim
biyachad. And what he would do is, he would cut both chalas, but not only would he cut both chalas, he would cut both chalas biyachad. V'chein kol suda, he would do this every suda. V'chein biyantif, he would do this yantif as well. Shulchan Aruch says that there's a chi of lechem mishnah on yantif as well. Kedas harashbazal, because he followed the Rashba. Which Rashba? The Rashba that we spoke at. Nimsa, says the Meiser Rab, l'chol ha-shabbos kulay shisha chalas. So he would end up cutting six chalas over the course of the Shabbos. U'mechaven al pi hazoyer. And the guy had another cheshbon. His other cheshbon was, he was working al pi hazoyer. And then the Meiser Rab says, u'pam achas, one time, hayu menachem kam v'chalas, there were many chalas sitting in him, u'batzas kulam. And he went ahead and he cut all of them. Kula sheirusa, that's pashtas, the Gemara, the way the Rashba learns it in Shabbos Kuf Yitzayin. But the Meiser Rab throws in two things. Number one, the Meiser Rab says that the guy used to cut both at the same time. Number two, the Meiser Rab says that in addition to the cheshbin of the Rashba's pshat versus Rashi's pshat, there was a Kabbalistic cheshbin as well. He did it al pi hazoyer. So what's the Zayar? So it's above my pay grade. But if you take a look at the Meiser Rabs, they bring on the side the Lashon HaZayar and the Tikkunei Zayar and the Raya, the Mehemna. And there's a lot of Kabbalistic sources that all say that just like on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Shulchan that had Yud Beis Chalos every single year on his Shabbos table is supposed to have Yud Beis Chalos. The emes is that Rizal says, and the Shari Tshuva on the side of your Shulchan Aruch brings this Arizal. The Arizal held that the Zoyer is supposed to be taken literally. And as a result, Heilige Yidin have Yud Beis Chalas. Go to a Rebbe's Tish, especially, you know, Rebbe that has to tile a lot of Shirayim, had Yud Beis Chalas. The Rebbe's would have Yud Beis Chalas. I'll read to the Lashon of the Shari Tshuva. He says, V'hanoyagin alpia hari misadrin ala shulchan Yud Beis kikoris kitanois l'chol suda shisha agabi shisha. Exactly how you're supposed to do it. And it's based on a Zoyer and a Tikkunei Zoyer. Correct, it's an idea that you're supposed to have Yud Beis Chalas. But the Talmidei Agra said, Rabbi Avram Ben Hagra, and Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, they said, you know what? The Vilna Goyen understood the Zohar means, it doesn't mean you're supposed to have Yud Beis Chalas. What it means is, every Suda you're supposed to have two Chalas, and you're supposed to cut both of the Chalas, the way the Goyen understood the Gemara, the way the Rashba learned it in Shabbos Kuf Yitzayin Amud Beis. So if every Suda you start off with two Chalas, and then you cut the two Chalas in half, you cut them into two, so every Suda you're going to have four, times three sudas is 12. That's how you're going to be mekayim your Yud Beis Chalas. So whereas the Rizal understood Yud Beis Chalas is meant to be taken literally, you're supposed to sit down at a suda and there's supposed to be 12 chalas at the table, the Vilna Gaon said that's not what it means. It doesn't mean you're supposed to have Yud Beis Chalas. What it means is you're supposed to have two chalas, but you're supposed to be baitseya the two chalas, and as a result, and they bring here from one of the Talmidei Agra that the Gaon said that I have a raya that I'm right. You know why? Because the way I'm learning, said the Vilna Gaon, the Niglan, the Nister Shtim, it's the same halacha. The Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, Kuf Yizayin Amabez, the Rab Abba said, Chayiv Adam with Soya, Al Shtei Kikoreis, Shtim's with desire. What do you mean? Is it two or is it 12? The Teretz is it's two, but you're supposed to cut both the way the Rashba learned, the way the Marshal and the Shlar Rav Hayi Gaon. You're supposed to cut both. As a result, two really is four times three sudas, you end up with 12. But the way that Rizal learned, you have a stira between the Nigla and the Nistar. The Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Yizayin, Rab Abba says it's supposed to be two. And the Zayir HaKadosh says it's supposed to be 12. And the Goyen said that if we can reconcile the Nigla and the Nistar without turning it into some heebie-jeebie machlekes, that's the proper way to learn it. So the Goyen held that his pshat in the Zayir was right, and the way every Yid could be Mekayim on his shulchan, on his Shabbos table, this idea of Yud Beis Chalos is by taking the Chalos, cutting them into two, which the Goyen held was the right pshat al pi nigla. But the bottom line is, ad kan divrei hagra. Just tell you, we're speaking about Lechem Mishnah, and we're in the spirit of digressing. So just two festars, just the Ha'ara, the Maramakim, and that's it. No rain on it. The first is the Taz. The Taz, which is in Hilchas Chanukah from all places. The context over there is the Shulchan Aruch is discussing someone that doesn't have enough money to buy Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. So which one is Adif? Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's Gemara and Perek by Memad Likin. Misha in Yodim Masegas, Likin, it's Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Yikne Ner Shabbos. He should buy Ner Shabbos, but Ne Sholem Beisai. Because Ner Shabbos is Sholem Bayis, if there's no light in the house. Ner Chanukah is Persume Nisa, but Sholem Bayis is Adif than Persume Nisa. Vim Yeshlo, Yishol Shabbos. Let's say he has money for Ner Shabbos. He doesn't have for Ner Chanukah, and he also doesn't have for Yayin, for Kiddush. What's more important? In other words, wine for Kiddush or Ner Chanukah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yikna l'ner Chanukah mishum prisumei nisa. Says the Taz, very big Kiddush, that the Shulchan Aruch was very careful, was very medactic. It said that if you have a question of ner Chanukah or wine for Kiddush, ner Chanukah adav. He says, you know why? Because the wine for Kiddush is only midrabbanan. Because midday raisa, zochres yom haShabbos, you can be yoitza by davening. You don't have to be yoitza dafka alakois. So it's a question of two derabbanans, that the rabbanan of ner Chanukah is adif, because that's about persumei nisa. Avol nira, dil'inyin pas. If it was a question of chala or ner Chanukah, the kulei alma paskoi. The Shulchan Aruch would hold pass is more important. The Mash Amr B'Simir Reishayin Aleph, the Kiddush Koydim L'Tzor Chesuda, V'chulu V'chulu. Skipping. Avla pass the Lechem Mishnah who Koydim L'Yayin Kiddush. There's nothing to do about pass is Koydim to Yayin. It's Koydim even to Ner Chanukah. Why? The Lechem Mishnah L'Kuli Alma Dei Reisa. Because Lechem Mishnah is a mitzvah's Esei Dei Reisa. K'da Amr Rab Abba B'Perek Kol Kisvei. D'chsiv Lechem Mishnah. V'sholosh Suda is Gamkein Dei Reisa. U pass Bino K'disa B'Simir Reishayin Dalevin. This Taz was Marish Shalomis. The Taz held for a Dover Pasha that this Gemara that we just learned, Shabbos Kuf Yizayinim and Beis, that Lecha Mishnah is learned out from the Man, it's not an Asmachta Ba'alma. No, it's a real mitzvah's Esse De Raisa. Poiskim do not agree with the Taz. Many kashas on the Taz. That's the first Marim Makim. The second Marim Makim, Aydi De Chavivali, is a beautiful kasha that I saw in the Shailos Hachuvah's Binyan Shleima. From Shlomo HaKoyim Vilna, he brings Akasha that he heard from his brother, who told him that he heard this kasha from the Noida Behudas. It's not printed in Shailos Hatshuvos Noida Behuda, but it's printed in Binyan Shlomo at Simin Yutes. He said that his brother told him that he heard this kasha from the Noida Behuda. Parenthetically, the Binyan Shlomo talks a lot about his brother throughout his sefer. So his brother was Rabbi Tzalel HaKoyim, who was a Goyen Olam. And the Binyan Shloima, Shloima HaKoyen, Vilna, writes a lot about him in his Akdama. He talks about what a prodigy he was, and unfortunately he passed away at a very young age. But he writes about the amount of Torah that he learned, and what he had accomplished, and certain tshuvas that he had written. It's Dvarim Neflorim, just the chavivus that he had for his brother, and the Koyach HaTorah that apparently his brother had. One of the things he says is that when his brother was 11 years old, they started reading him Shaduchim already. The whole Europe already wanted a chapim. And he said that there were gvirim that were pressuring his father. They were worried, Shemi Yekadmenu Acher. That's his lashon. They said they wanted him. They wanted a nail. They were putting down deposits. They wanted to make sure that they weren't going to lose him. This is what Koyach he was. He said his father once said that now he understands a teretz to the Beis Yosef's kasha. We know that you say at a bris, Kishem Shenichnas Lebris, Ken Yikonis Latoira. And the Beis Yosef asks, this is a real kasha, the Beis Yosef asks, Torah, Chuppah, Masim, Toivim, it's out of order. Masim, Toivim is when you become Bar Mitzvah, when you're 13. Chuppah, Shmein Esra, L'Chuppah. That's the Mishnah. So why is Chuppah mentioned before Masim, Toivim? It should be Masim, Toivim, and then Chuppah, because first you become Bar Mitzvah, and then afterwards you go to the Chuppah. So his father said, now I understand. We're giving the child the bracha that he should be such a superstar, he should be such a prodigy, that they should be reading him Shaduchim before the Bar Mitzvah. Son was 11 years old, all the Gvirim already wanted to take him as an Edom. So this was his brother, Rabbi Tzalel HaKoyim Yivilda. So he says, Hine, Shamati mipi mar achi agoyin zatzal. Sheshoma mipi arav hagoyin amiti, shalshelos hayuchsin, Rabbi Yecheskel Segal Landau zatzal. So he brings this kasha for the Noida Behuda. That is the why we have Lechem Mishnah. We have Lechem Mishnah because Erev Shabbos, there was a Lechem Mishnah, a double portion of Manfel. Noida Behuda asked, if that's the case, if Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, or if Yontif falls out on a Sunday, it was Yontif in the Midbar too. So what happened if Yontif was Friday? Yontif was Friday and then came Shabbos. There was no man on Shabbos. There was no man on Friday either. We take Lechem Mishnah on Yontif. The reason there's Lechem Mishnah on Yontif because the man didn't fall on Yontif either. That means the man fell on Thursday. But how much man had to fall on Thursday? 3. So the Noida Behuda asked L'chaira on a Yontif that falls out on an Erev Shabbos, or a Yontif that falls out on the day after Shabbos, you shouldn't need 2 breads, you should need 3 breads. And Frank Tenoy de Behuda, why is it that you don't find? And he says his brother told him, that Tenoy de Behuda stumped himself. He didn't have a good teretz to this kasha. The gambe inei mar achizal, writes from Shlomo HaKoyim, my brother, the goyin, hoya dover matmiya ma'oid, da mailoi dibru achroinim izah. He says, how come no one even asks the kasha? Gam huzal loy omar shum yishuv, le goydel hatmiya halazu.
pretty dramatic. Either way, Rav Shlomo HaKohen was very, very impressed with this kasha. He wrote a 20-page tshuva of Bekiyas Becharias. Just the Maramaka. But either way, on that note, we have some more menachas to learn. Talk to Mishnah. Minchas Yisrael. No, that was yesterday's daf. Ha'oimer ha'yeba. Isaroim mishalosh sam. So the carbon oimer, which was a carbon mincha, was made up of an isaroim of sa'irin. But it came from three sa'irin. So we already learned the whole parak about minchas ha'oimer, so we're pretty fluent in these halachas. So we know already that it started off with three sa'irin. And from the three sa'im, it got sifted until what was left was an isarin. So it was an isarin that came from three sa'im. Shtei halechem. The shtei halechem was shnei esrainim, was two esrainim. That was the shir. It also came from shalish sa'im. Lechem haponim was esrim barba esrainim, the esrim barba sa'im. It was 24 esrainim for 24 sa'im. So if you think about it, the ratio of how much was used to how much it started with varied between the carbon oimer, the shtei halechem, and the lechem aponim, and that's what this Mishnah is essentially saying. In the carbon oimer, they got one isarim from three sa'in. The shtei halechem, they got two isarim from three sa'in. The shtei halechem, they got one isarim for each sa'in. It was 24 isarim from 24 sa'in. My timer, what's the cheshbon in all this? Says the Gemara. As it relates to the carbon oimer, kivin the michadash asi, it came from chadash, it was matted at four achadasha, umisairin asi, and the minchas oimer came from sa'irin, isarim uvchale asi el mishnah. It had two things working against it. Number one, if you have tfuah chadasha, it's very hard to get good refined flour. Number two, barley in general seems to have more chazarais. It's not so easy to get good refined flour. So the sa'irim, that was chadash, you needed a full three sa' in order to walk away with one refined isarin that was going to be proper to use for the carbon. Shtei alechem, shtei isarin is mishalish son. You're able to get a little more. Why? Kivin the mechitan has, because it came from chitin, didn't come from sa'irim. So afak after mechadash asin, it had one strike, it was chadash, but being that it was chitin, asin shtei isarin is also mishalish son. Therefore, you were able to take two isarin from three sa'. Lechem apon, it was esrim abos isarinus, mesrim abos son. There, you were able, for each sa', you were able to pull out a full isarin, my timer, because this had by the mile. Kivin the mechitan asu, number one, it was chitin, the lechem upon him. Umiyashan asu, and it was yashan, didn't have to be chadash. Isarim mufra asim isarim, you're able to get a good isarim from a satana rabban, a kalamanacha shariba, b'midas isarinon, oishamiyat b'midas isarin. So earlier we discussed what would be if you had more than 10 loaves, more than 12, right? You had more, too many loaves. Here we're discussing not too many loaves, but more than any isarin. The right amount of loaves, but it just came from too much flour or too little flour. Psulois. Riba b'midas son shalem, b'midas son shalem k'sheres. If the sa, the amount you're supposed to start with was either too much or little, that's all in on the lekatchila level. But the yeah, but that's going to be kosher. Ha'omer ha'yemenupa b'sholish esrei nafa. So they would take the three sa'im that was going to be used for the carbon oimer. You have to take an isarin. So how do you get from the three sa'im to an isarin? So what they did was they sifted it, but there were 13 sieves. And that's a real number. 13, it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Shtei halechem b'shtei mesrei. 12. Lechem aponim, biyud aleph. 11. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Leilam kitzvah. There's no magic, no number of how many seeds. Elo, seilas, menupa, kol tzarcha. All you needed was is to make sure that it was properly sifted. In fact, if you wanted to buy the seilas, that's also good. You don't have to sift it. The point is, the carbon itself has to come from seilas, that's menupa, kol tzarcha. Shenema, how do I know that? The lakach, the seilas, the afisa oisa. It says you can even buy the seilas. All you need is achetei menupa kol tzarcha. But as long as you satisfy that, it doesn't matter how it was done. Tana Rabbanan. So the Tana Kama holds that the Omer was menupa b'sholesh esrei nafa. Machlik is exactly how that happened. Bedaka begasa, bedaka begasa. The Tana Kama says that there were two nafas that were used. One was daka, one was a little finer. The other one was gasa, was a little more coarse. And they would go back and forth. They used the daka, then the gasa, then the daka, then the gasa. Repeat. After it went through it. So it wasn't 13 utensils. It was two. It was a daka and a gasa. They went back and forth and they did it 13 times until they did what they had to do. Shimon Allah Zayman, no. Sholish Esrei Napoy Soyo B'Mikdash. There were actually 13 of these sieves. Zula Maila Mizu, Zula Maila Mizu. And they all were, the size of the holes were all a little bit different. Ayoina Kailetes Subin, Tachtoina Kailetes Soyla. So the one on top was a little coarser, and as you work your way down to the 13th, it was a little finer. Bottom line is, through everything, you were able to sift it properly. Shimon, Oimer, Lehoyelahem kids, Vatan Rabbanon, Seiles Vafisa, the Pasuk there, Shimon brought in the Mishnah. Velakachta Seiles, you can buy Seiles Vafisa. You learn from there, Melamich and Nikhis Seiles, and if you want to buy The soilus, Rav Shimon holds, you could buy the soilus, you don't have to buy the chitin. I mean, actually, for the chitin, how do you know if you want to buy chitin, you can buy the chitin. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, v'lokachta mikol makom. So you have a choice. If you want, you can buy the soilus. If you want, you can buy the chitin. Now, this pasuk of v'lokachta soilus v'fisa is describing the lechem aponim. So we're talking about the lechem aponim. So the lechem aponim, you had the choice to do it either way. Yochel af b'sham menachis kein. I would think by other menachos, you have that option as well, that if you want to buy the soilus, you can buy it that way. Talmud loymar oisa. No, it's dafka halacha over there. Mipnei hachisachet. Meaning, ordinarily, you had to buy it soilus. Ordinarily, you had to buy it soilus. Correction. Ordinarily, you had to buy it soilus. By the lechem aponim, you had the option to buy it chitin if you wanted to. And the reason is because of money. Because the Torah had rachmanis on Klal Yisrael's money. And as a result, soilus can sometimes become more expensive than chitin. So when it comes to the lechem aponim, so the Torah wants us to have the option of being able to buy chitin and not necessarily have to buy soilus. Whereas ordinarily by a classic mincha, Reb Shimon holds the katchila, you're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to buy soilus. So by the lechem aponim, we're going to allow you to go buy the chitin simply because it could be cheaper. And at Torah Chasa, Al Mamayim Shay Yisrael, ordinary mincha, we don't have that cheshbon. Hecha remiza, how do you know that at Torah Chasa, Al Mamayim Shay Yisrael? I mean, it could be very expensive to be an Orthodox Jew. So we need a makar for this. Mecha Tesi, how do you know at Torah Chasa, Al Mamayim Shay Yisrael? So the Gemara, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Veshkisa es ha'eda ve'es be'irim. You know what the makar is? Tucked away. This is Parshas Chukas. The context is the main meriva. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, talk to the rock. And when you talk to the rock, it's going to start flowing water. And when you get the water, you know what you're going to do? V'hishkisa es ha'eda. Klal Yisrael is going to have what to drink. The esbeira. And the behemoth is also going to have what to drink. Why do we care about the behemoth? V'histois. Ha'toyra chasa. This is the makar. It's a gemara. It's tucked away. It's the last line in the seventh parak of Masechtas Menachos. Ayin vav amid beis. Ha'toyra chas al mamonim shei Yisrael. What's the makar? Veshkisa es ha'eda ve'es be'iram. It's interesting. The Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is in Chelek Shvi. So the Chasam Sofer in his tshuvas in Chelek Shvi wrote a shayla, wrote a tshuva to a yid who he was very machshiv, Kemar Moshe he calls him. He gives him unbelievable titles, and he tells him like this, just beautiful, the poetry of the Chasam Sofer. I need terem achalu ledaber dibur aloifanov. Says before I respond and I write the tshuva. Obviously, he's responding to a question that was asked to him. I want you to know. Why it took me so long to respond to you, Ashayla? You shouldn't have a machsheves chutz lezmanoi. Pen yedame levavei hator she imrois of enem chashuvim usfunim etzli leheishav alai kroy lechvayde. I don't want you to think that the reason I didn't write it to you immediately, don't have such a machsheves pigle, and think that it's because what you wrote to me wasn't chashiv, it wasn't sfunim etzli. We have the lashon sfunim recently. Usfune tune chayil, says the Medrash, that's the chilazin, that's the treles. Has mila hasker. Don't think that. Adarabba, samachti aleim kemaitzi shalor rav. He says, when I got your shayla, I was so besimcha, it was kemaitzi shalor rav. Kol hayoim loy posak chuka mipumi. The entire day I was smiling. That's a lashon agamar, mesechtes brachas. Every line here is a lashon agamar. The emole, ama sisi kacha. Why did I do this? Ikuvahu. That's also kachim. Kacha always means ikuva. Chada mitrei vetlas time of kamina. I'm going to tell you one of two and three reasons that I had. He says, I didn't want the postage. Very, very expensive. And so I figure, why? I'm going to pay for postage? I'd rather find someone who's going to you. It's like this, I won't have to pay. And he says, we'll get back to this in a second. I was waiting every day, right? So I can find like a caravan of people that are going from here to there. He says, in the interim, I got fachapt with tirdis. I have to give a share every day. How did they do? All the issues that I have in the city.
leitoiv. Then he says he wasn't well. He ended up in bed for a little while. Va'odel Hashem shozrani ad koy dibre elayu isha tirani. Then I heard from a yid, Reb Leib, who told me that after Tisha B'Av, he's going to your shtetl, amarti zeh hayoyim shekivinu, she'ucha lotzei sidei chayvasi. Mikol halein taimim nimshach hadover v'akavav shayera levavay elay, v'yodin oisi lekav schos. It's half of a fell. This truth is off the chart. Bottom line is, so, but Teich Dvar, the Chassam Sofer says, he didn't want to just stick it into, you know, the FedEx, because it's very expensive. And he says, Atayr Chos HaLomayim Shal Yisrael. So classic Chassam Sofer, in parentheses, right after he says, Ubi'inyin Zeh, Agav Urchi, I want to tell you a ha'ara that I have. The Gemara says, in the end of the Sechtes Menachis, Taf Ayin Vav HaMibayz, that Atayr Chos HaLomayim Shal Yisrael. And that's why Rav Shimon holds there was a difference of how the Lechem HaPanim were brought versus an ordinary mincha. What's the makar? It's a mikra mole in the Torah. V'shkisa es ha'eda v'es be'iram. V'etech sam soifer avakasha on two Rashis in Shas. The first Rashi is in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Davchov Zayinam Adbeis. The context over there is soifer, and it's discussing the chatzoitzrois that were in the Beis HaMikdash. And the chatzoitzrois, which were similar to the soifers, and the chatzoitzrois were made up of kesef. They were made up of silver. And the Gemara says, why were they made out of silver? Why not make them out of gold? So the Gemara says, "Hatoyra chasa al mamoinim shal Yisrael." Says Rashi, "How do you know Hatoyra chasa al mamoinim shal Yisrael?" It's a pasuk. It's in Vayikra Perik Yudalid. Vitziva hakoyin ipinu as habayis. And we learn from this, "Lo yitamu klei cheresha betoychay she'ein lam tayir b'mikvah." The context is Parshas Metzora. It's discussing nigei batim. A bias could become a mitzayir. What happens if a bias is vulnerable? It may or may not be a mitzayir. So the first thing the kohen did was v'tziva kohen opino as a bias. B'terem yovei kohen liris as a nega. Let's get everything out of the house. V'lo yitma kol hashem bias, because you don't want everything in the house to become tamei. So first, let's get rid of everything, and then the kohen will paskin. Because until the kohen paskins that it's tamei, it's not tamei. So take everything out of the house before the kohen paskins. So like this, you won't have to ruin all your kelim. Zok Rashi, what do you see from here? Hatayr chasam amaynim shay Yisrael. See, Rashi says, you want to know the makar, Hatayr chasam amaynim shay Yisrael. It's Vayikra, Perik Yedalit, it's in Parashas Mitzayra. Rashi, in the Sechtes Yuma, Daf Lamatas Amaral. So yesterday we mentioned Yuma Lamatas, Shimon HaTzadik with the Chatzi Shir by Achilas Kachem. It's the same Amid. So there too, the Gemara is discussing Taraf Bekalpi, the basket that was used for the two Garolas in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. So it was made out of wood. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why was it made out of wood? Why not make it out of gold? And for the Gemara, Hatoira Chasal Mamoina Shay Yisrael. So, okay, look at Rashi, Shenema Vetziva Hakoyin, Opino Asabayas. And Rashi brings the same exact Shtikal Torah. So, the Chassam Sofer says that Agav Urchi, I mentioned in my tshuva, Hatoira Chasal Mamoina Shay Yisrael. So, I wanted to know a ha'ara that I recently had. Then he said he heard that Rabbi Shai Berlin had the same Kasha. And he said, I was very happy that I was the Kivanti Ledas HaGadol, that I was Mechavim to... So, Al Kopanim, the Chassam Sofer is asking a Gevaldik Akasha, that Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin Mad Aleph, and Rashi, Yom Lama Tessa Mad Aleph, discusses that Torah Chassam Avayin Shei Yisrael. It's okay, look at Rashi, what's the Makar? Vayikra Perik Yudalit. V'tziva HaKoyin Ufino Es HaBayis B'terem Yovei HaKoyin Liris Es HaNegev Lo Yitma Kol HaShav HaBayis. It's connected to Sugi Aruch and Shas. We just learned the Gemara this second. A Gemara Menachas HaYivav HaMedveis. The Gemara brings a different Bekar. It's not Parshas Mitzayis, it's Parshas Chukas. It's learned out from the Chet of the Mei Meriva. L'chura Afesta Kasha. The emphasis is that this Rashi in Yuma Lamites and Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin Amad Aleph is really a chazal. It's actually a mishnah. It's a mishnah in Mesechtes Negoim from all places. V'tziva hakoyin ofinu asabayos. Omar Rab Meir. V'chima metamaloi. Im tamer kli eitzav ubegadav umatchais. What are you worried? What do you think is becoming tamei? You're worrying about the clothing, the eitzim, the matches? That doesn't become, it becomes tamei, but matpila main toira. You could always put it in a mikvah, make a tar. Amachos atoira. What then are we worried about? The things that you can't be metahar. What can't you be metar? Klicheres. Al klicharsoi. Val pachoi. Val tifioi. Says the Mishnah. Im kach chosa ha-toiro. Al memoinoi ha-bozoi. If the Torah is worried about the momin shal Yisrael, that's even bozoi. This is bilik. Kal v'choyme al memoinoi ha-chofef. Im kach al memoinoi kal v'choyme al nefeshu. B'noitzav. Im kach al shol rosho kal v'choyme al shol tzadik. But the bottom line, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtis. Nigon Perek Yud Beis Mishnah. The Mishnah already comments. Ramey was the one who said that you see from here this concept of ha-toiro chosa al memoinoi shal Yisrael. So the Chassam Sofer says that really, if you're going to ask the kasha properly, it's more kasha than the Gemara. Because Rashi, after further review, is really quoting a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Masechtes Negoim.
And that's where Rashi is coming from in Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin. That's where Rashi is coming from in Yom Lametes. So if anything, l'chur, the kash is on the Gemara. Damo Yeroyim, Amar, Rabbi Lazar, what's the Makar? Ta'atay Ruchas Amar, Wainim Shei Yisrael, Heicher Emiza, it's learned that from Vishkisa, Sa'ed of Ezbe'ira. Isn't it a Mishnah? It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Negam. So the Gemara in Menachis is now Machin Zech Nish Vissendik from a Mishnah Mesechtes Negam, Perek Yivis. The emes is, the Noida B'Yehuda, Rabbi Cheskel Landau also wrote a tshuva on this. And it's tshuva, Kuf Samach in Yerudeo, Tin Yana. The Inyan HaTorah Chasa Al Mamoinim Shal Yisrael. So the truth is that tshuva Kuf Samach Alf, the very next tshuva, is a tshuva that we've spoken at on the daf, which has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. But that's something we've spoken at many times. That's where the Noida B'Yehuda defended his shita that he didn't write tshuvas about in Yana Yagoda. And that's where he talks about Esther Kasher of Adati Avadati. And is it okay for an Eishas Ish to be Mezana Berotzain? La'atzolas Klal Yisrael, La'advarim Atikin. That's Yerudea Tinyana Kuf Samach Aleph. This one is Yerudea Tinyana Kuf Samach. It's a much shorter tshuva, not nearly as well known. But the Neid Behuda, it's a short tshuva, and the tshuva is an answer to his shoyel, who asked him this kasha. That here you have a Gemara, Menachas Ayavav and Mabez, that says, HaTorah Chasam Oynash Yisrael from the Mei Meriva. And here you have a Mishnah in Negayim, where the Mishnah says that the Makarta, HaTorah Chasam Oynash Yisrael, where Rashi brings throughout Shas, Ofinu Es Habayis. Okay, so how do you reconcile this theorem? As Dr. Neid Behuda like kasha, each Braisa is teaching me something else. The Gemara by Yos Menachas Ayin Vav Mabez is coming to teach me v'hishkisa es ha'edav es be'iram that HaKadosh Baruch is willing to perform even a miracle, even a nes HaKadosh Baruch is willing to perform from Amayim Mishal Yisrael. Because really, the water that came out of the Mei Meriva was a nes. So you would have thought HaKadosh Baruch is memait b'nes, right? The Ramban and Parashas Noach, we just said, why did Noach have to build a teva? Why did it even have to be so big? It was anyways al derech nes. Because Baruch has always been ma'at b'nes. So Bina Hashem is ma'at b'nes. There would have been a havamino that will make the nes for Klai. So why are we making the nes for the behemoths? HaTorah chasa m'mayinim shal Yisrael on a level that Hashem will even perform a miracle for m'mayinim shal Yisrael. That's the emphasis. That's the punchline. That's the chiddush of this makar. But Ofinu as Habayis also has a makar. Also has a chiddush. There's also a punchline that you don't know from here. Because this pasuk was all of Klai Yisrael. Ofinu as Habayis is one yid. He has a house that has a shayla. It's torn shaylas rav. He brought it to the kohen. The kohen says, "I'm going to inspect it." There's one yid. He has a few pots. He has his milchig dishes, his fleishig dishes. So for that one yachid, HaTorah Chasa Amayim Shal Yisrael, that you need a different makar. And Rabbi Yehuda goes through his cheshbon, why Rashi brings this makar here, and why the Gemara brought that makar here, ayin sham, but regardless, that's the tshuva, the Rabbi Yehuda, so the Chasam Sofer in the tshuva, the Rabbi Yehuda in the tshuva, this is a festa kasha that the G'dayli Achreinim has. So just to end on a digression from our digression, so we mentioned the pasuk, V'shkisa Ha'edav Esbira, so a big halacha is learned out from here. HaTorah Chasa Amayim Shal Yisrael, halachic ramifications, right? But there's an interesting, there's another halacha that's learned out from this pasuk, and that is, everyone knows the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem. The Gemara says that back in the day when people had behemoths in their backyard, so you weren't allowed to eat until your behemoths ate. V'nasati esev besodcha levemtecha. And then afterwards it says, v'yachalta v'zavot. So first you have to give the behemoths to eat, and then afterwards you're allowed to eat yourself. The Magen Avraham, in Hilchas Betzias HaPas, this is an Erech Chaim, Simin Kuf Samich Zayin, says a Gevaldige Chiddush. He says that that's only true when it comes to eating. But when it comes to drinking, you can drink before you give your animal to drink. Now, the context over there, very interestingly, is the Mechaber is discussing, that'll be mafsik. After you wash, before you make hamaitzi, you're not allowed to make a hefsik. Right? Nunu, you're not allowed to make a hefsik. Unless it's l'tzayr chsuda. So if there's no salt, or if you need chala, or if there's no knife, if it's l'tzayr chsuda, bring the corkscrew. If it's l'tzayr chsuda, then maybe that's something you're allowed to do it. So the Mechaber gives examples of what's l'tzayr chsuda. So one of the examples the Mechaber gives, you're allowed to say, feed the animals. Talk to Magen Avraham. You know why you're allowed to say, feed the animals? Right? Did the goats eat yet? You know why you're allowed to say that? Because it's l'tzayr chsuda. Because you're not allowed to eat until the animals eat. Because it's v'nasati esav v'sod chalifem pecha. Don't try that at home. And then afterwards, v'yachal te v'savata. Talk to Magen Avraham. And then halacha. Have it sorche sudam to say Michael Behema, the also with the Avalishtai, says the Magen Avraham, Adam Kaidem. A person comes first. You know what the Makar is? Kedashkecham berifka. Sha'amr say, Vegam with Malecha Ashke. The Makar is Rivka and Eliezer coming up. Rivka tells Eliezer, drink. V'gam gmalecha ashka. And I'm going to give you camels to drink as well. V'esht. V'gam gamal mishka. Oh. So what did she say first? First Eliezer. I thought it's just the opposite. I thought first animals are supposed to eat and afterwards you're allowed to eat. Zokta magad arvam. Vaisen vaisuchais. That's only true when it comes to eichel. It's not true when it comes to mashka. Now the truth is that the Makar to this, Magen Avraham is really a Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim already says it. If I guess in the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim already says it. If you look at the Sefer Chassidim, Sefer Chassidim is two Makairis. I think it's 531. Tafkuf Laman Al. But Sefer Chassidim says not just one Makar, he says two Makar. He brings this Makar from Rivka. He says, I have another Makar. You know what my Makar is? The Pasuk says, Veshkisa Sa'eda. V'ez Be'iram. And afterwards it says Be'iram. First the Eda, then the Be'iram. So you have another halach you learn from this pasuk. Number one, from the fact that there was a nes for the Be'iram, HaTorah Chasa L'Menim Shei Yisrael, with the emphasis of the Eda Be'Yehuda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu willing to make a nes, like Kederach HaTeva, from L'Menim Shei Yisrael. And the second thing that you see from here is the idea that first V'Eshkisa Es HaEda, and afterwards V'Ez Be'iram.